some men's sins are open beforehand, going on before the judgment, and some men they follow after. Likewise also, good works of some are manifested beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. Excuse me. I had to get that eye as I was sitting here with my hand against my nose, trying to keep everything from falling out. Sorry if that's graphic. So, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ that they and the elect angels, the select angels. It's the only time I think he refers to the angels in particular, elect angels. Because there is, according to the Old Testament, it talks about there being a host of heaven, right? On the right hand and on the left. And on the left are the evil spirits. And on the right are the elect angels, I presume. Observe these things without preferring, you know, without respect of persons. You know, some guy, big important guy, you know, and people are, oh, he's brother so-and-so. He's really important. Or he's a doctor. He's got lots of money. We got to prefer him. We're going to defer to the guy with the big bucks. That's where we get our bread. That kind of folly is what destroys the church. Or it destroys that church from being the true church. Doing nothing by partiality. Don't lay hands suddenly on anybody. You know, to impose your hands on someone. Neither be partaker of other man's sins. And there's a sense in which, I guess when I look at this in this context, I think of it in terms of, you know, at the mouth of two or three witnesses. I mean, you don't necessarily, you know, without warning, just run up to someone. I'm trying to figure. Hastily, yeah. Suddenly means with haste. Don't be too hasty. Putting your hands up. Whether it be for blessing or to take them into custody. There's different ways in which you put your hands on people. Don't lay your hands on me, you know. Like to remove them from church or remove them from their office. Or to ordain them to a specific position. Don't be hasty in the doing of those things, in laying hands. Neither be partaker of other men's sins. You know, don't suddenly, and that's almost in a sense of joining hands with people. Don't be hasty to join hands, because you could be partaker of their wicked works. Let's say, you know, someone comes to your church, they're a prophet, and they're like, oh, let's put hands on a prophet here, yes, you know, and accept another man's person without sufficient testing. You gotta keep yourself pure. And if we join ourselves to people who are doing wickedness or falsely, we defile ourselves. So drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thy often infirmities. You know, there's a use for a lot of things, you know. And this is, you know, the often infirmities. You know, the thing is, people read this and they use it as a cloak of wickedness. I use a little wine, just like the scripture says. You know, the wine is for the poor man. Let the poor man drink. See, but in Christ, we have been ordained to be kings and priests. It says, it is not for kings to drink wine. Now, but he does say, Paul, he gives him, you know, honestly, I have liberty to drink a little wine. I don't use it. I did it at one point. after the Lord had delivered me from drunkenness, because drunkenness is the sin of, you know, of all that. And, because it's not what goes into you that defiles you, it's what comes out. So it's not drinking wine that defiles you. It's the drunkenness that comes out of you that defiles you. You know, so, after God delivered me, someone offered me a hard lemonade on a really, really hot day, and there was nothing else to drink, and I accepted it. I thought nothing of it, and that's all I drank, you know. I didn't realize they were judging me. So after that, I decided I wasn't going to drink anymore. I'd also had like a half a glass of wine that someone offered me at we were eating. And I'm not afraid of wine or that stuff, because God has delivered me from the sin. And there's no drunkenness in me, you know. And that and there's none of that is in me. And it is not going to affect me again. But I don't do it so I can say to people, I don't do it. Because people, it's funny, because you use that liberty, then people judge you. Or their weak consciences are destroyed. Because some people think it's a total sin to even touch the stuff, you know. And then they see you doing it. And their weak conscience is destroyed because they say, well, look at brother so-and-so. He's a sinner. And it's like, if he's a sinner, what hope is there for me? And that poor guy, he's under the influence still. And he sees you drinking and he starts drinking and he's destroyed by it. Because it has power over him. So don't let your liberty be a cloak to, don't let it be an occasion for your brother to stumble. Anything whereby I cause my brother to stumble, it's not good. To be avoided. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some they follow after. Interesting. And it says, likewise, also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. I mean, otherwise, meaning what? They that are their works are manifest, are going to follow after. And it says, and their works do follow them. You know,